it's great to know who he is. Amen. How many folk know who he is? Amen. He's the lily of the valley. Bright and the morning star. And the folks of old would say he's a battle axe in the time of battle. Amen. And so we bless the Lord today and we thank him for this opportunity just to preach the word of God. You know, as I come today, I just want to always be mindful and thankful for my own family. You can thank many other people, but through the pandemic and beyond, it's been teamwork. And I thank each of them for all that they do for the Lord. The word says, do it as unto the Lord. And so I just want to say to wife and the son and the daughters, thank you for your support. Amen. There's a word today that comes from the book of Colossians. Colossians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 4. That's the New Testament, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians. And when you have found it, say amen. We know that you have devices, but we have more light now. Amen. We can see better to the glory of God. Colossians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 4. We welcome in those who are streaming. God bless you. I think streaming will be around for a minute. We thank God for this mode of technology. It reads, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden in Christ, in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for this opportunity just to share your most precious word. It is our prayer today that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to preach today on this last Sunday of 2021 from the sermonic title, Year-End Reminders. Year-end reminders. Well, 2021 so far, because it's not over for so many of us, has been a time of challenge. Also a time of new beginnings, a time of readjustments. None of us could predict it that we would still be in the pandemic. Whatever name it is called, God is still good. Amen. Amen? And I just declare today that as we head into another year, I'm going in the opposite direction. I'm asking the Lord to rebuke the pandemic. And even though the experts say, well, get ready, hold on, I'm saying God can turn that thing around. Anybody believe that today? Just because the experts say it's going to be bad. The Bible says, whose report will you believe? I believe the report of the Lord. Don't say, Pastor, you said last Sunday it was going to turn. I believe God can turn it. Amen? Amen. But, you know, if I had to put a tag on this year, for me, it's the word different. Nothing has been like we have been used to. People say, well, there's going to be a new normal. We're going to get back to normal, whatever normal was. Past tense. Amen? But in many ways, it's also been a very unusual year. And among the unusual things that we've witnessed is people in blue suits boarding spacecraft that took them above the clouds. That became kind of a fad that the owner of this particular company, $5.5 billion investment, this particular owner, it's the same person who made sure your gifts got to where they were going this year on time. And with the help of you and I and his company, he was able to put it out there. If you want to go to space for a small fee of $450,000 a pop, you can get 11 seconds of a thrill by going to space. Amen? But don't you realize that God has already made reservations to take you and I to a place that's well beyond space? It is a place called heaven. In the text this morning, it is the Apostle Paul. I'm always amazed with Paul, who can write encouraging words even though his circumstances are dire. And so Paul is locked up in prison, writing to the church at Colossae, trying to encourage them in the Lord. Never been to jail, don't have a record, but I would imagine being locked up is not easy, especially when you are doing great things for the Lord. Paul writes to the letter to the church at Colossae. And I want to consider it as kind of a year-end adjustment. Amen? Things that we think about and that we may pencil in on the calendar for 2022. In other words, let's not just close out 21. I've told you before, I'm not a resolution kind of guy. I figure if I'm going to do right, I need to do right anyway. Now, let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer or raise your hand. How many of you stayed with your resolutions from last year? Do you remember them? Where's the list of resolutions that you made for the new year? Why not start now and say, Lord, I want to do better in this year and not next year? There are things in life, I believe, that need to be retained, and that need to be released, and that need to be remembered. So there in the first verse, Colossians 3:1, Paul says, since then you have been raised with Christ to set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. In other words, retain, hold on to a few things. Don't just wipe out 21 and say, I'm done with it. 22 is my year. You're not there yet. But there's some things you ought to hold on to. Some things you ought to file away. You educators know that retention is important. Trying to get students to remember what they've learned. I love the old saying, I don't know who said it, who coined it, but says, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Amen. Don't discard something that is valuable along with something that is undesirable. Let me say it again. Don't get rid of something that is valuable, something you can hold on to, and yet something that is undesirable. Don't throw them out together. And for starters, Paul reminds the people, he says, since you have been risen with Christ. This talks about a new identity. You know, we're all different than what we used to be. Amen? Amen. Praise God. He said, now, since you have signed up, since you say you're a believer, since you say you are a follower, he says, because of that, you have been raised with Christ. Now, what does that mean? That means as Christ was risen from the dead, that you were also risen. The Bible says the same power that raised Christ from the dead have raised you as well. And know this, the resurrection is a key part of our faith. Yes. Believing that Jesus not only came, as Deacon Roy said, as a baby, but he grew up. Yes, he did. And he died, but he rose again with all power in his hand. So we have to be identified with Christ. And as Christ's followers today, it is important to know what it is that we need to hold on to. Galatians 3:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ who lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's a big piece of meat In other words, there ought to be a connection. There's some things we ought to hold on to and not throw away in the new year. Am I talking to somebody today? That we're quick to throw it out. That may as well get in trouble. My wife said, now, if you don't get it right, I'm just going to throw it away. Amen? I may as well go ahead and testify fully. I got some new sweatsuits for Christmas. Go, Daddy. And she says, them old ones have to go. Them mismatched sweatsuits. Them mismatched socks. I'm going to tell on myself. And I said, can I keep the one sweatsuit? I'm trying to hold on to something. And though there's one that I really like, I'm going to hold on to. I can't wear it outside the house, but it's my house sweatsuit. Amen? So blessed be to God. But he says that you need to set your hearts on things above. Heart meaning our inner man, our inner woman, our emotions. Make sure that we set our hearts on things that are beyond the here and now. Beyond what we see. Now go ahead and make your list for next year. But I declare there's something you ought to keep. Also, there's some things that need to be released. Verse 2 says, set your minds on things above and not on earthly things. Now, Reverend, I like nice things. I do too. But don't get so that we worship those things. When you release something, you are agreeing to let it go. Those other sweatsuits. It could be a person. It could be a place. It could be a thing that you and I have been holding on too tight. Amen? One thing about parenting is you learn to try and let your children grow up. And then they'll turn around and teach you. But, you know, so often we switch channels. That we switch from heaven's channel to the world's channel. Read a book some years ago, a preaching book that said people come to church with remote controls. So what does that mean? In other words, if you don't move the sermon along, they'll change the channel. Don't touch that dial. The channel on you. And they may check back in to see if you've said anything of substance. So I repeat myself, I'm trying to bring you back to the channel. But we focus sometimes on the latest trends and we hold on too tight to those things that are earthly. We need to release them. Now, that does not mean that you walk around all day saying, heaven on my mind, heaven on my mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No, you can't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. But putting it into perspective, there's just some things we have to let go. Now, this is not easy. Why? We keep talking about the same thing. We keep talking about the same situation. But God has given you, through Christ, a way to release it. And when you let it go, don't you feel so much better to the glory of God? Having your mind set on things that are bigger than where you are. Bigger than your current situation. Bigger than your dilemma. Bigger than the things that have been holding you back. There's some stuff you ought to just release. Amen? Blessed be the God. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And it starts with the way that we think. If you think about enough stuff long enough and negative, you'll just start speaking that. If you take time and say, you know what? I'm going to have great thoughts. Amen? I know it don't look good on paper, but blessed be the God, I'm going to think a little differently. And so to release is important. Loosen your grip. And Paul says, set your thinking above. Amen? To continue to look beyond where you are. But finally, there are some things that ought to be remembered. Verse 3 says, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Paul reminds them that there are some things that you have died to. namely the old you. Amen? Yeah, that's some thoughts that you had that was the old you, but don't you like the new you? Blessed be the God. The old life, people knew you back in the day. Oh, I dare you to put out old pictures. Oh, yeah, that was back in the day right there. Amen? But that was the old you. But thank God there is a new you. And there's some things that we have to remember is that there are some things that ought to die in our lives.
Yes.
Some things that we have to move from that we might live the kind of life that God is calling us to. The old life. The old life has power. Amen. I know you've gone past that, but the old life has a way of coming back. Amen. Snap out of it for a second. You're not back there anymore. God's doing a new thing in your life. Amen. Oh, some of us fade and say, Lord, wait right now. Just renew me in my thought life. Amen. And the old life dictated what we said. The old you said, it don't matter to me. Everything's copacetic. The old you just took a chance. Amen. The old you didn't worry about consequences. The old you says, well, whatever. It's my thing. Amen. Well, blessed be the God as we remember where God has brought us from in this life. There are some things that we have to die to, some things we've got to bury, some things we've got to have a funeral for. Amen. Some things we've got to say ashes to ashes and dust to dust. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. I could just stay right there. Amen. Thank be to God that he's renewing me daily. I got to remember that I'm not what I used to be. Amen. Thank God he's moving me to new heights in the Lord. Paul says your life is hidden in Christ. In other words, it's not really about you, but the life that you live is a hidden life. You ain't got to ring a bell, let folk know you're a Christian. Just walk the walk and just talk the talk. Amen. And Paul reminded them of that, that when Christ, who is your life, that you will appear with him in glory.
Yeah.
But you know what? We get to go first class in this life. I remember my trip from Africa some years ago, and we were trying to get home for the holidays. And there was a delay in London. It was all over the news. I said, we're not going to make it. We won't get home for Christmas. And they worked something out. Somebody was praying. They said, well, guess what? We're going to find another flight for you guys. And they said, we're going to put you right there in the end. They'll call your name. We're thinking, oh, we're not on everybody on the plane but us. And they called our names. And we got on the plane, and we thought we was going to, you know, you are first class. I said, whoa. I was trying not to look country. But I had a first class. We had first class, and we sitting back, and you know, people walk by you in first class, you kind of look at them. Oh, some of y'all already first class. And as I sat there, I was not accustomed to being in first class. And they told us the meal we're having mid-flight. I'm like, no, I'm good. No, just eat the food. You're in first class. And God has put you and I in first class, not in a spaceship, but on angels' wings. Amen. There's a reward that is in store for the believer in Jesus Christ. So if you see me every now and then looking up to the sky, it's not a bird. It's not a plane. It is Jesus. David says, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. I really do believe that there is a heaven somewhere. Now, what have you heard lately? Has it been amazing grace? How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Or maybe it was blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste. Amen. Maybe you heard another song that says, Jesus paid it all.
Yeah.
All to him my old sin is left a crimson stain, but he's washed me whiter than snow. Well, what are you hearing from up above? Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. When we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll do what? We'll sing and shout the victory. We need some year-end reminders. Every now and then, somebody may think you're strange, but just pause and wait a minute. I just want to look and see where the Lord has brought me from. Every now and then, I want to look and see where God is taking me. I need some year-end reminders. I'm not doing away with 21 yet. Don't you know God can work a miracle? The day before the new year is just a calendar that man put together. But thank God, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Year in reminders. Things for you to think about. Things for you to carry into the new year. I love young folks say, hey, it's 2022 just like that. I'm walking in just like what? I'm walking in with praise on my lips. I'm walking in with peace in my heart. I'm walking in with joy divine. Why? I'm walking into a new year like this, knowing that Jesus is on the main line. Just tell him what you want. You need more power? Tell him what you want. You need more peace? Tell him what you want. I don't know, folks, but I'm just trying to not hold on to the year, but I'm not letting it go. I think about Jacob wrestling with God. He says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Anybody looking for a blessing? No. Not 22, but a blessing in 21. Can God not do it in 21? Can he not keep you in 21? Can he not heal you in 21? Oh, yes, he can. Thank be to God today. There's some things you got to retain. And some things you got to release. And there's some things that you've got to remember. That is the word of God. It is already blessed. Oh, blessed be to God today. Don't tear up that calendar. You done trashed it already. Oh, I'm tired of 21. You better hold on to 21. God can bless you today in this year. I'm not anti-revolution, but my God, I'm going to resolve today that I'm going to stand with him. I'm going to resolve today that he will keep me. As we come today, we keep our eyes on him. You know, when I think about where God has brought us from, yeah, there have been some ups and downs. Reverend, you don't know my story. I really am done with 21. But let me ask you this. Did he not bring you through in the midst of what you were facing in this year? Did he not provide for you even so? And we trust that kind of God today. Maybe somebody has come today and they don't have that relationship. One that is personal. But you want to get to know Jesus. Well, what does that mean, getting to know him? It is to give our life to him. Well, what does that look like? That's coming from the old you and knowing what God has in store for you. I was about 6 years old. You know my testimony. I'll tell it over and over again. 6 years old and I got some nudges. You know, it's about time for you to go to the mourner's bench. In country folk know what that is. You sit on a bench and there's mourning all around you because you've not given your life to Jesus. But as I sat there and tried to process, I just opened my mouth and confessed Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And thank God what he did back then has paid dividends to now. Don't you throw out Sunday school and all-day church. And there was some value somewhere in when mama done made you go to church. Uh-oh. You were drugged to church. You didn't like it. But you know what? When you got old enough, you still had that thing in you. I still felt funny on Sunday about washing my car. I said, that ain't right. But today, there's nothing like a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to offer Christ to you as an ambassador of Jesus. I can only talk about my experience. But each of you who know Christ got your own experience of that transitional moment that life for you became so much sweeter. As we bow today, I want to offer Christ to you. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are no longer in a manger. The word says you're sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints. That we believe that you are real. We thank you for going to the cross and dying for us and shedding your blood. The word says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. We thank you for that heart that you touched today, God. Not the words of the pastor, but the words of the text that may have influenced someone today to give their life to Jesus, not in the next year, but to do it now. Now is the only time that we really have. Don't put off a new year conversion. Don't put off, I'm going to do better next year, when you can do better right now. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you might touch that heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord today. Yes.